As Microsoft gets ready to sell its new operating system, Windows 95, PC and business computer users are wondering what to do. Wait and see, or take the plunge and upgrade? Technology commentator Stephen Levy has these thoughts on a modern-day headache, the upgrade conundrum.
On August 24th, a lot of computer users are going to be faced with a decision they didn't count on when they first procured their Compaqs, IBMs, and Packard Bells. Should they undergo a costly and confusing upgrade to something called Windows 95? I should explain that Windows 95 is what is known as an operating system, a kind of Uber software that controls a computer's functions and acts as an orchestra leader for other programs you might use. Made by Microsoft, Windows 95 is the designated, spiffed-up, and supercharged replacement for Windows 3, the current choice. Despite the fact that we're only talking about a suffix change, this shift is a big deal, the most hyped event in the Silicon world in years. Everybody's got to cope with it. But in another way, the coming of Windows 95 is only the most prominent example of a chronic dilemma of the computer age, the upgrade conundrum. Computers, you see, are the ultimate bait-and-switch machine. Every time someone buys one, there's a rush of pride in that he or she has managed, for a mere few thousand bucks, to procure something that only a couple decades back would have cost millions of dollars and belonged more in the exotic realm of James Bond plots than in your home office. On the other hand, the same forces that make computers such wonderful bargains, the technological advances that assure that silicon marvels keep getting cheaper and more powerful, are working overtime to make sure our present units are obsolete well before we figure out how to use them. I'm not sure this has been implemented in electronic dictionaries yet, but a good synonym for a six-year-old computer is doorstop. But even before a computer gets that old, the software you started out with, from the operating system to the word processor, is constantly being revamped. You're promised that the new versions will be easier to use, loaded with new features, and purged of the most annoying aspects of the original. Sounds good, huh? But wait a minute. Most times, you have to pay for these upgrades, and then come the hidden costs. It's not uncommon for upgrades, like Windows 95, for instance, to demand more power from your computer, more memory, bigger disk drives, sometimes even an entirely new machine. And then you have to take time to learn all those new commands and routines, stuff you'll have to relearn again when the next upgrade comes. It's no mystery why the technology companies make these upgrades. Instead of having to find new customers, they keep their corporate hand in the pocket of existing customers. Their official justification is that upgrading will make us more productive. But our big gain in productivity really came the day we got our computer. In comparison to the shift from pencils to typewriters to monitors and chips, those other changes are just fine-tuning, fixing bugs, adding frills, and addressing annoyances that shouldn't have been there in the first place. Case in point is one of the most touted features of Windows 95, the ability to use more than 8 letters or characters to name a file or document. That this limitation existed in previous versions of Windows was something of a scandal. After all, Macintosh users have been freed of it since 1984. But long file names are being touted as one of Windows 95's greatest features, and I'm quite serious when I note that millions are salivating, drooling, I say drooling, at the prospect of naming a file Letter to Grandma, instead of GMOM1DOC. That sort of refinement isn't necessarily a cost-effective benefit, but something that makes users feel good, not only about their computers, but about themselves. And that's why I think that ultimately, the decision to upgrade is less of a pragmatic imperative than a lifestyle choice. A 10-year-old Ford Escort will get you to the mall, but isn't it nicer to cruise in a new Cherokee wagon? Every day we make shopping decisions based on factors other than need. There's emotion and status and fear and lust involved, intangible yet compelling reasons to justify lofty price tags. Computer and software upgrades are no different. We like the latest and greatest. Besides, doesn't that nice fellow Bill Gates need the money?
Stephen Levy writes about computers for Newsweek magazine.